Those harvest your own tree farms. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to buy a Christmas tree that's being sold at a gas station, but it's quite another to drive up to the mountainside to a man's farm where they have Christmas trees still a-growing, and you get the freshest tree possible because you cut it yourself. Well, we checked in with the farmer. He said, yep, that whole southwest field down there is all available for sale. It's, $25 for a five-footer, and so on up the line, then $5 a foot. All right, you want a six-footer, going to be $30, and so on. Daddy said, well, thank you very much. Man said, you need a hand? Daddy said, oh, no, we can handle this. So we drove the old Biscayne off that rutted road. Daddy said, hey, here's a good one. I said, yeah, man, that one looks great. So, so Daddy got on his knees, and he's like, sweat in his face. He was a floor man. I said, Daddy, go get no car in there. He said, yo, that's a good one, isn't it? So he picked it up. He said, you know what? I said, what? He said, it looks a little barren this side. See, when you spin it around, you see it's missing some branches over here. He threw it down on the snow. He said, now this one looks a lot better. Oh, wait, Daddy, we done cut one. He said, oh, hell, wait, the guy's got a million of them. Here's a good one here. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. It's taller than I am. That means it's over 6 feet. I ain't paying no damn $35 for a Christmas tree. That's way too big. He chucked that under the snow. He's like, okay, now we're going to. Now, this is the kind of tree I really need. Yeah, look at the size of that. Nice tabletop mark. I said, Daddy, Mama don't want no tabletop tree. She got that good mahogany table. You going to put a sapoozin' tree on? He said, you're right, son. That one no good either. Now, this one over here. Ah, here's the tree. He said, oh, I'm getting faint. I'm seeing black spots. I said, Daddy, I told you it should be. He said, you're right. The chainsaw is probably what we need better. I said, Daddy, you can't use the chainsaw around here. It's too brittle. It's like kindling around here. He said, son, come on. We need a big tree. When I think about it, we got a big car, big house. I'm a big man, huh? You a big drink of water? Let's get us a big tree. Well, there's Daddy got that chainsaw going on the stump of a tree. Must have been 3 foot around on the base. No way we could even lift it if it came down, but I think he was just in a cut. Next thing I know, sparks are flying from that chainsaw. And I see a fire start breaking out. Next thing you know, one fire erupts from one tree to another 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 tree. Why not the wood to his flame? Daddy's like, yeah. Well, we come around the corner. This is the farmer comes out on his porch. And he's looking at this glow coming up from that southwest field. And he's trying to figure out what the hell it is. Daddy drives by at a high rate of speed and changed our mind. Want to go home and look at those northern lights. Isn't that something?
It's the Grease Man, only on DC 101.